There's John Lennon, I'm Losing You. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, helped out by Yoko on the track too. Michael Fronte and Spearhead with Hey World and Breathing Underwater from Metric. If you're a fan of Michael Fronte, you know that he definitely takes a lot of causes under his belt and brings them to the forefront in his concerts, in his lifestyle. And right now on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, I want to welcome in someone who is making a difference in this town, Kelly Hill from Kitchen Angels. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on doing such great work over the years. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe has been a supporter of the organization for close to 20 years. In fact, I'm pretty sure we even donated a stereo at one point for the kitchen where people are chefing, because there was a big complaint that they had nothing to listen to while they were cooking. So we went out and traded out some a stereo at Best Buy and brought it down to you guys. So now I know Kitchen Angels does such great work in the community, but there are times when you actually need to call for more volunteers, and this is one of those times.
Absolutely. We can always use more people, both in the kitchen and doing deliveries. It's easy to do. You can always stop by our facility, which is at 1222 Siler Road. You can always call us, which is 471-7780. And you can also look us up on our website, which is kitchenangels.org. And there are lots of ways to get involved. There are two things specifically that we do at Kitchen Angels. We prepare food during the day. There's two different shifts. One is from 10 to 12, and the other one is from 1 to 4. And then we do a delivery Monday through Friday, and that delivery shift is 4:30 to 6:30. So lots of ways to get involved, lots of ways you can call and see how you can come in and take a tour of the facility and see what we're doing. And we have a lot of great dedicated volunteers who have been there a long time, so I think they really enjoy what they do.
And I'm sure the training is great. Now, I imagine in the kitchen you don't need to bring your own utensils, but if you want to sign up to deliver meals, is transportation provided?
No, you drive your own car.
Okay.
And we try to set you up on a route that's where you live, so that once you're done with your deliveries, you're free to go home and on your way or onto the next thing that you're going to do.
Gotcha. Well, for those of us in the community who aren't familiar with the work that Kitchen Angels do, the deliveries are going to who?
The deliveries are going to folks in our community that are homebound. The three general guidelines for people who get service from Kitchen Angels is that they've got to be under 60. And the reason that we do that is because Meals on Wheels serves people who are over 60. Mm. They've got to be homebound with no real way to provide food for themselves or get out to get food for themselves. And they've got to be suffering from a medical crisis of some sort. So our mission statement is that Kitchen Angels is dedicated to providing free, nutritious meals to our homebound neighbors living with chronic and terminal illness.
Is there a lot of people like that in the community?
There are. Right now, we're serving on average about 129 people a day,
wow,
Monday through Friday, and that generally goes up going into the winter, which is why we want to be able to have a good pool of mediators we can call on if we need more help for people who are in need going into the winter.
Right. The cold weather's on the way, and so are the holidays.
Yes, absolutely. And people can help out throughout the holidays as well. Generally, for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, and for New Year's, we serve a big holiday meal, also for Hanukkah. So if people want to come in and do a delivery or participate in the kitchen during the holidays, they're welcome to do that. Those same numbers and website and information is for that as well.
Oh, that is great, because I know around the holidays, a lot of people want to give their time, and this is definitely a way to motivate people to get out and do something good in the community and feel great at the end of the day. You got
Absolutely.
That warm fuzzy in your heart.
Yes.
Give those contact numbers once again. Now, once again, Kitchen Angels is looking for volunteers, both for cooking in the kitchen, just a two-hour shift is asked, or an hour and a half on the road, driving vehicles to homebound people under the age of 60. Once again, the contact
Absolutely.
Numbers?
Sure. The phone number is 471-7780. You can contact us through our website, which is kitchenangels.org. And there are all of our emails are actually on that site. So
okay,
those are
terrific.
The best ways.
Terrific. And we'll also take calls here. If you just want to contact KBAC, we'll get you in touch with Kitchen Angels too. Kelly Hill is with us. Thank you so much for coming in today. What's your title over at Kitchen Angels?
I'm the volunteer coordinator as well as the community liaison.
So you'll be the person that people are contacting.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.